dead.
How dare you?
How dare you?
You dare to dare me?
How dare you?
You big pippy head.
Hello, all. Thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. We are the number one public access, commercial-free internet talk radio station on the web, with between 12 and 16 hours of live programming per day, bringing you news, politics, entertainment, and just plain human interactive talks with our extremely informative and successful nightly open call and roundtables. And how do we do this? Through the support of volunteers and donations from good listeners like you. So if you're digging what you hear, and we are bringing you an entertaining and informative service, please visit our site support page and donate to the cause. Keep us live. Keep us kicking. Help us bring you the talk. We are already here. Help keep us here. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Revolution Radio!
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
And this is Rocco.
And the Bo and Rocco Show is here to offer insight into legal and lawful remedies. Our goal is to remain free and help others remain free in an ever-increasing police-like state. With the help of our guests, we try to answer questions such as what went wrong and what can we do about it.
So tune in to Revolution Radio at www.freedomslips.com Wednesday nights, 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to listen to the Bo and Rocco Show.
You don't need to expect us.
We're already here.
Revolution Radio.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio. List and promote real-time talk radio topics, or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted, and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio. Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
Revolution Radio proudly presents live from Phoenix, Arizona, the Truth Denied Talk Radio with host Roxy Lopez. Join us here for topics you won't hear about on mainstream news, such as chemtrails, GMOs, nutrition, and conspiracy facts regarding your personal sovereignty. Humanity is 7 billion strong. We are the majority. And now, live from the Valley of the Sun, your host, Roxy Lopez.
And a very good evening, Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2013. Welcome to the show. Hello, everybody there in the chat room. Be sure to ask your questions of the guests tonight. If you have any questions, if you're in the chat rooms or the event page on Facebook, if you're registered there. We had a little joke going on today because we had 357 people registered for the show this evening on Facebook, and I thought it was pretty funny, 357 Magnum. And so we kind of all made a joke about it. But anyway, my guest tonight is George McClure. He's going to be returning to he did another show with us within the last year, I want to say. And George is phenomenal, so we're going to dive into some subject matters. And as usual, I have some commentary that I want to mention. First of all, if you want to look at any of the links for George McClure, you can see them in the chat room. The producer has put them in there. And he is also linked up at thetruthdenied.com. You can listen to the show on the player at thetruthdenied.com if you wish, or you can join the chat room at freedomslips.com and listen to the show live there. So very welcome to all of you. I also want to thank you for some of you who have been really paying attention and helping us out at The Truth Denied with some donations. I want to thank all of you who have been contributing to renewing our host sites and our domain sites. We really, really appreciate it. Up until now, we have been self-supporting, and of course, we've had a run-in with some big changes at Google AdSense and, of course, YouTube. So no matter what kind of traffic we're bringing in, and we have unbelievable traffic, and I want to thank you all for that. You know, we have consistent 6 to 10,000 a day on The Truth Denied, and I want to thank you for that. And speaking of consistent traffic, listeners, and readers, I want to thank all of you who are out there in radio land for making Revolution Radio number 2 on the internet for talk show, number 2. This is absolutely amazing. I want to thank our beloved, and I do mean this with all my heart, owner and builder of this Revolution Radio site, Mr. We call him Nighthawk. His name is Mike Wrigley, and I never call him Mike. I always call him Hawk because the man works around the clock. So thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us this opportunity, those of us who are broadcasting on Revolution Radio. All of the hosts are volunteers, and, of course, the owner is a volunteer as well. It is absolutely phenomenal, and it was because of all of you. We collectively all work together to make this number 2. So thank you so much. Now, before I bring on my guests, I just want to give us some reminders. Market Oracle UK, February 2013, said the central banks are finally in a crosshairs of focus for not producing a solution, more recently for worsening the problem. They have confused their function from providing liquidity in the belief that they are creating wealth. They have destroyed the system as costs rise relentlessly. Perversely, their efforts to dampen demand so as to reduce price inflation has added to the economic destruction. The outcome will be shocking in its power shift to the east, shocking in its evaporation of paper wealth, and shocking in the simplicity of the new financial structure that rises from the ashes based in barter and gold payments. However, the United States will be left behind due to its basic ownership of the global reserve currency being scrapped. The extreme corruption cannot be reformed. That's a very important line. The extreme corruption cannot be reformed. The U.S. financial system must be extinguished, and with it, extreme damage to the U.S. economy, which has been hopelessly dependent upon asset bubbles for 2 decades now. From the dollar collapse tabloid, they said the dominant explanation in the sound money community, at least, for the precious metals crash is sabotage. The metals exchanges were running out of physical product and faced imminent default, so the major governments, via their money center bank proxies, sold tens of billions of dollars of gold and silver futures contracts, forcing prices down and triggering stop-loss orders and margin calls that produce Monday's epic bloodbath. ABC reported on Monday that gold is at its lowest point since March of 2012. The biggest story on global financial markets is the collapse of gold and silver prices. Gold is down more than $90 an ounce since Friday, a fall about 7%. The price drop comes on top of last week's 4.7% tumble. Silver prices tumbled 8% or $24 an ounce. Copper is also failing. Interesting. the reasons for the plunge are linked to the recent rise in the stock market, the slow, steady improvement of the U.S. economy, and the recent strength of the dollar. Keep in mind, this is ABC reporting. Crude oil futures have tumbled on global markets down to less than $89 a barrel for West Trade crude, the lowest price since December of 2012. For years, gold bugs have predicted economic apocalypse with hyperinflation and a collapse of stock prices. That simply hasn't happened, and many investors have given up on gold, shifting funds out of precious metals. Last week, the infamous Goldman Sachs issued a report predicting gold prices would tumble. They must have a crystal ball. More volatility is expected in the days to come. Before its news, reported January 14, 2013, we are living in the greatest debt bubble in the history of the world, and Wall Street has been transformed into a giant casino that is based on a massive web of debt, risk, and leverage. When that web breaks, we are going to see a stock market crash that is going to make 2008 look like a Sunday picnic. April 19, 2013, MoneyMarket.com reported a story entitled, "Could Gold and Silver Coins Become Legal Tender in Your State?" Well, guess what? Arizona voted yes. Confidence in the U.S. dollar is so low that 13 states are poised to recognize gold and silver coins as legal tender. Arizona is the latest state to make the move. Monday, the Republican-sponsored Arizona measure sailed through the House of Representatives 36-2. The bill moves on for another vote in the Senate, where it got its first nod February 28th in a 17-11 vote. Should it land on Governor Jan Brewer's desk, it's good as gold. Senator Chester Crandall of Arizona, the bill's sponsor, says the move is the logical thing for the state to do. Great. The bill doesn't mean residents will pay for groceries and utilities with coins. It's more of a backup plan that provides a lifeboat for Arizona so that we can construct Plan B when paper currency is no longer widely accepted. States considering similar bills include Colorado, Kansas, Idaho, Indiana, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Virginia. But why are we doing this? My guest tonight, again, is Mr. George McClure. We'll be speaking on these topics and more tonight, such as the collapse is well underway. How timely is this? Cyprus and what it means. SSRI's mass murder and poison prescription drugs. Walking zombies, what are they? Logical inconsistencies of the matrix and Western civilization. Who's really in charge? Understanding the pyramid. And of course, music, historical antecedents of American music in the West and Southwest. I want to welcome to the show one of my favorite people, actually, George McClure. George, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for taking the time from your busy schedule to come and chat with us.
Thanks, Roxy. Pleasure to be here.
So, George, you are known as a writer, a showman, and a spiritualist. Can you just give us a little bit of background of why? And, you know, I just want to say, last time that you were on the show, one thing I do remember about you that is endearing to me is that you it's endearing. You don't call yourself anything. You're just a person on the planet. And that's something that I find really special. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
That I'm just a guy on the planet?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's how I see myself. And every now and then people have told me through my life, and I've had two careers, I suppose, but one was very short-lived in retrospect, 8 years, and then some over 20 in music. And once or twice somebody has said to me, don't you ever look back and say, you know, what do you want to do when you were like a teenager or something, when you were 13, and think about where you are now? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't ever do that. So maybe I just always look at things in a brand new way, in a brand new day. I'm not sure. There's a silver moon coming up tonight in Roxy. I remember last time we were on the radio, I was on with you. There was a big, fat, brownish, yellowish full moon coming up. And tonight there's a silvery moon, and it's a little earlier in the day. So, and I checked. I think it's going to be full in a few days. But on the Tolkien calendar, today's 10 Akbal, and that's Akbal is A-K-B-A-H-L, and that's night, N-I-G-H-T, and house. This is sort of, it's a spiritual calendar, sort of the calendar that keeps me in tune and us in tune with the natural world, is what it does. So today is 10 Akbal on that calendar, and it runs from 1 to 13, because the natural cycle of things, the Mayans, the great super mathematicians, the Mayans figured out that, realized and, quote, discovered that 13 is a fundamental multiple of the universe. And we run on it as well. So the Tolkien calendar runs on days number 1 through 13, and then they start again. So today is the 10th day of that cycle. And then there's another cycle that runs in unison with it that's 1 through 20. That's anyway, I wrote out on an email, it said, be discussing a little bit about music and topics less little known and widely captivating. So that's what I'm shooting for. I don't know why I don't typify myself or categorize myself. It's unpleasant to me to get back to your question.
Correct. Yes, and that's I find it wonderful, actually. You just are, and
yeah.
I love that you explained about. Well, it's like here in the West, you know, it's like the first question when you're introduced to somebody who is a stranger. Generally, the first question is, "What do you do?" And basically pointing at a career of sorts, et cetera. And we define ourselves by our careers. And that's one thing that I like about you is that you live outside of the box. And you are not defined by simple terms such as some of the great terms that you have been defined as by others who write about you, for instance, a writer, a musician, a spiritualist, et cetera. But whenever I talk to you, I realize that you are just you are all things.
Thank you. Yeah, I defy definition. But I don't go to dentists anymore. I told a friend of mine yesterday or the day before, I no longer can just put up with the unmitigated, unbelievable hypocrisy and lack of knowledge, and they're poisoning everybody with fluoride. You know that wash that they spray in your mouth when they work in your mouth, and she reaches in and goes, ch-ch-ch. That spray is 200 times the fluoride level of drinking water. So they're literally killing your teeth when they spray that stuff in to rinse your mouth. They say, rinse, please. And then, yeah, so they, and if you swallow, they always tell you don't swallow it. Well, that's why, because it can kill you, you know. But they want it on your teeth. And
isn't that interesting that they're putting something in your mouth, and your gums and your tongue and everything in your mouth is absorbing it, whether you swallow it or not. So it's getting into your bloodstream. And yet they tell you to, you know, as if spitting it out is going to be helpful.
Right. It's like taking a shower in it. But I was the last time I went to a dentist, they were all very interested in me because they knew I was in music of something. But the one girl came over and was puttering around and taking care of me, and she said, well, what do you do? And as you already picked up on, I'm not going to answer that question, right? And I said, well, I get up, and this is what I told her. I get up, and I see what, you know, I look around, and I say, well, where do I want to go today? And I decided I wanted to come up. I forget her name. Maybe it's Gloria. I decided I wanted to come up and make a few new friends and talk to Gloria. So I drove up this way, and I came in and sat down And here I am, and that's sort of my answer. I expanded on that, so it was long. You know, I mean, I was giving a real answer. This is what I do.
Right.
At first, she just had a completely lost expression on her face, and then she seemed to click somehow. But yeah, I sort of won't answer certain questions, but. I did want to discuss just for a minute. I wanted to mention, by the way, hello to our new listeners, because I know I've gotten emails and so on. We have a lot of new people listening tonight, and I'm glad for that. But I do want to talk, if I can, take 5 minutes or maybe 8 or 10 minutes on music, just a little bit, so I can say, well, I addressed music.
Oh, would that be absolutely. Okay? The floor is yours, George.
Okay. Well, in the around Nashville, and it's around Nashville, anytime the musicians, the session players, the professionals, you know, the session musicians, they hear a 2-4 beat in a sort of a traditional type piece, they go, oh, polka. And I'm like, you know, I'm really getting tired of this. And I thought, well, give my explanation here on air in depth, and maybe they'll hear it, and you know, we'll be done with it. It's only polka if it comes from like Alberta and Manitoba and North and South Dakota and Wisconsin, Minnesota. That area was settled by, and this is a little bit about the historical antecedents of music in North America, but that area was settled by the North Central Europeans, the Norwegian and the Swedish, who brought the accordion with them, and they brought the true polka with them. So if people are from up north these days, from that part of the country, Canada and U.S., then probably a 2-4 beat traditional piece is a polka or polka derivative. The other place true polka came in was from Central Europeans, the Anglos coming from Germany and Czechoslovakia, Central Europe. They settled in Pennsylvania and also in Texas, huge complement of German people in Texas. It's German is still spoken as a native language there in places, New Braunfels and other areas. And so in Texas and in Pennsylvania, you may hear a 2-4 beat traditional piece of music, and it may be polka derivative. However, when you get over into the part of the country where my origins are, in the other four corners, Chihuahua, Sonora, New Mexico, and Arizona, that area of the Chihuahuan Desert and Sonoran Desert area regions, the 2-4 beat with an accordion in it absolutely is not polka. It comes from conjunto. That comes from Spain and Portugal. The Spaniards brought with them on those little tiny sailing galleon ships. Those little tiny sailing ships, believe it or not, they had horses and livestock in the holds. And they also had full-sized gold-gilded harps. Incredibly heavy, huge things, and they brought them over. They brought them over in those little ships, and those harps, those gold-plated heavy harps, found their way up into central Mexico. And as the Spaniards gradually lost their control over the years, some of those harps found their way into the hands of the native people, and that's why when you listen to Los Lobos, the recording of La Bamba, you hear a harp, because in the traditional mariachi music, which is traced back to a tiny town in the way deep in Central America.
I'm sorry, George. We've got callers that are coming through on the air, so I think the callers are moving around and stuff.
Let me shorten it a little bit.
Callers, if you're on hold right now, which you are, I see a couple of you, can you please mute your mics, please? Thank you. Go ahead, George.
Okay. Well, I needed a break anyway, so to break it up. So the mariachi has a harp in it traditionally, and then the other sort of Hispanic or Spanish types of music in that region, in the Southwest region, would be mariachi, it'd be norteño and ranchera or ranchero, sometimes I call it, corridos. It's sort of a country music. And conjunto usually has an accordion in it. And then there's another class of Spanish songs, and James S. Griffith is one of the fabulous experts on this kind of music, the spiritual, the saint music. It's sort of like Southern gospel, except throughout that region, every little town or most of the little towns have a patron saint. And a song is composed or sung about that patron saint. So each town or most of the towns will have their own spiritual song. And Jim Griffith collected a lot of it, wrote a book on it, has an album of them, and so on. And these are some of the influences in that area, three strong Spanish influences, Spanish music influences. And then there's the Apache Chicken Scratch Bands, they're called. And there's Tohono O'odham, or what used to be known as the Papago Indians, Indians or the Pima Indians. The O'odham Indians is a dominant cultural force there. And then there are the Anglo, and of course further up in the state, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Roxy, the Navajo and the Hopi, and also the Yaqui or Yaqui and the Seris Indians down in Sonora and Chihuahua. But the cultures I was acculturated with there were the Apache, the Papago or O'odham, and the Spanish types of music, and then the Anglo types of music. The traditional forms are bluegrass is very popular, bluegrass music. The fiddle hoedown, hoedown fiddle, is the king of everything in the West. The fiddle and hoedown music is the king of the traditional forms of music. And then there's Texas swing is played as well, which is largely from a Bob Wills type influence. And those were the difference. So in that area, you might be influenced food-wise, language-wise, and music. You may find that there are five dominant forces there, whereas if you go to New Orleans, you'll find three. You find the French, the Acadian Cajun, and French-spoken, and the Black Carib, the African from the Carib, the Caribbean, and then the Anglo. So I was acculturated in a tremendously diverse and rich cultural heritage in those areas. And that is what I wanted to speak about, and I'm turning it back to you to see
well,
where we are.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that makes sense as to why you, who you are. We've got a couple of callers on the line. I generally don't bring callers on, but they're ringing off the hook here. So I'm going to take 623 if you're on the air. Welcome to the Truth Tonight Talk Radio show. And what's your name?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I certainly can.
Okay, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show. Do you have a
question? Hi, Roxy. I do. I live in Phoenix as well, and I just found you 2 days ago. But I'm wondering about the Mugwave Towers. Excuse me. I'm nervous.
That's okay. Don't be nervous. You're wondering about the microwave towers.
Yes.
Are
the ones
talking
that are
about cell phone towers?
They look kind of like it. It's a little different. It's got, you know, signs on there, hazardous, radioactive. It kind of seems more to me than what they are saying it is. And I've tried to invest.
Microwave?
Yes.
They're deadly.
You know,
they're deadly. They'll cook you.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm worried about because it's right by my house.
Well,
and I see them working on it.
I see them working on it
every day, and it's really disturbing to me.
Well, when I lived in Texas, there was one thing I love about Texas people is being ranch.
Hold the thoughts. Callers,
okay.
Stay on the line, both
Thank
of you. And we'll be returning right after the break. You're listening to The Truth Tonight Talk Radio. Our guest this evening is George McClure. We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.